From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line. Now, from New York, Financial Food Fight.
Hello, everybody. Paul Vigna here, ready to sling some hash, as it were. Joined today by Maureen Farrell, my compatriot on the Money Beat blog, Chuck Jaffe from MarketWatch calling in from Boston, and Ben Levison from Barron's right next to me here. Okay, folks, these are your topics. These are the topics of the food fight that we could talk about, as always, from Twitter Moments. Troy A. Sivan talks new album and nail painting. Okay, I've never even heard of that man. Adele's 25 finally arrives. When your dad loves teen pop as much as you. Let's see. We could talk about Square and Match and their IPOs.
Talk about Adele, we're going to all start crying a little bit. Her songs really move.
Are they really moving? are they more moving than Square's IPO?
That's a very good question.
Really?
I think they get you down but make you happy at the same time, Adele. But Square's IPO just, it priced down, but it shot straight up yesterday.
Very nice.
They're both acting like an Adele song. It was started out down, and then at least at the end you got some feel-good out of it.
Wow, I'm impressed by this today.
It's heavy on sacrifice, but full of uplift.
So Square goes public, Jack Dorsey's other company. They priced it lower, and everybody, I think, it seemed like there was a lot of consternation about that. And then the thing trades, and it went wild on the first day of trading. Today, I just came up into the studio. It's flat, basically, today. But that first day, it got the first day pop.
It did get that first day pop. It came at a big expense. I mean, we saw it yesterday. It was one of the first tech IPOs in 14 years to price in single digits.
Wow.
And it also priced below its last two private rounds. So not even the last one, which was around $15. It was even the one before that, which was $11. So, I mean, one big takeaway from this IPO is what this means for the really hot private markets. You know, is there going to be a whole rethinking of how these companies are valued? But it, as you said, it did get the pop. I mean, that should make some investors happy.
Right, right. Certainly ones who managed to get in and out yesterday with their earnings.
There's a real question here, which is we know that pop is manufactured. I mean, IPO, you recognize, stands for it's probably overpriced. So you've got the fact that they came out at a lower price almost to make the pop happen. And so that begs that question about, well, if we're going to see other IPOs, what are they going to have to do to make a pop? Because at this point, an IPO without a pop is considered a failure, even though the pop is not what anyone other than the underwriters cares about.
Yeah, I mean, this one was kind of amazing because even with the pop, it just ended up just slightly above the original range for the stock that they were aiming for. So, it was like, yeah, you have this pop, but to what? I mean, it was what they wanted. In some ways, it was the opposite of what Facebook did all those years ago when Facebook came out way too expensive and just went straight down.
And Facebook went out and tried to raise as much money as they possibly could and raised – I forget offhand what the number was, but I mean they raised a lot of money. And they weren't really too concerned about the share price. And I guess that's one question. And we should talk about Match too. You know, what – does a company want to get out of a public offering? What do investors want to get out of a public? Or what do the early investors need to get out of a public offering? I mean, in what sense was this a success? And in what sense did this really change nothing for Square?
I mean, they got less money than they would have had they priced at $11 to $13 a share, their original range. So I guess in that sense, it's a failure of sorts. And then the private investors, they have a special clause, which they got more money back because it priced under their range, which is a whole another new quirk. But, the question is, I think there's just been a lot more paranoia in the wake of Facebook about overdoing it. And, you know, you could say Facebook raised as much money, and ultimately investors, if you hung on, you've done really well on the stock. But it did distract them for a good – I mean, there were months and months and months where that was all anyone talked about. I mean, you have to think it – to a certain extent, just ate up a lot of management's time.
Yeah. All right. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Money Beat. You can check the full podcast out at WSJ.com/podcasts.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.